Okay, now we're back in business.
I can remember in Asheville when they used mules to pull a streetcar. They used blocks to build the paved roads. Mm-hmm. All them paved roads was built out of wooden blocks. And a big colored fella, black fella, pulled the fire wagon in Weaver.
And pulled it?
When the fire...
He pulled it himself?
Yes, when there was a fire, he pulled the fire wagon. And he stalled it up there somewhere or another, and the house burned up, and then they got the horses. Remember the first horses that they got for fire wagons in Asheville?
When about would that have been?
What's that?
When about would that have been? How old were you when...
Oh, that was when that fellow was building. I was 9 or 10 years old, something like that. Mm-hmm. And about along that age when he was, had the mules pulling the streetcars. And I know when the first streetcars was built there, I didn't work on that line, but I worked on the line from Weaversville to Asheville. And Pop helped build a narrow gauge line that runs into Burnsville. Now, not Burnsville, it's Salto River. It runs in there somewhere or another. Papa had built that. They called it the narrow gauge. Mm-hmm. Well, Papa worked on that. After he was, you know, after he was grown. And then in the fall of the year, Papa and a whole lot of them would put sacks on the back and go and get salt. And I tried to find out where that was. It was something that took them about 2 days to go there and back, and that's the salt we had each year. And it was Tennessee or South Carolina one. Got in a fight over it and killed up several people, and they stopped that about the salt. Once they said the salt belonged to them, once they saw, said the salt belonged to them. And then that stopped popping them going over there. Mm-hmm. But that's the way we got the salt each year.
Backing up for a moment now, how old were you when you got your first job?
I was about 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I was carrying water and things like that when I was building the powerhouse, and then after the streetcar line was next, and then when I helped build that lake was next.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for building the streetcar line? What were your duties then?
Well, my duties was carrying water and carrying steel to the blacksmith and having it sharpened. You know, they had to sharpen the steel and carrying steel, and swab out the holes where it was mm-hmm. placed and such things like that. And then after I got a little larger, I drove two mules, Tobe and Beck. And the way they do, they back these carts up to where there's loading grain and road, you know, and they fill it full, and then I'd jump on the shave, sit up on the shave, and these mules go down the dump. I didn't have a thing to do. But when it got on there, it was on that just thing, you know, and that would dump to the dirt, and it followed back, and you would turn around and trot all the way back to the, and turn right around. Didn't have no turn around, but I'd ride on the, here's the shaves, you know, and I'd ride right up here next to the mule's shoulders mm-hmm. on the shave. Well, that's what I done after I got a little older, when he was building the streetcar line.
How many other people were working on that with you?
I don't know. There's a good many people working on it. Mm-hmm. But
did you do that job all by yourself, or was there somebody there helping you?
What, with the mules? Mm-hmm. No, I was the one. Nobody had mules. You didn't have to guide them or nothing like that. That mules know more than the common person about such things like that. You see that mules, you'd hitch them up, and they come right up there and back right up there to where they're loading. And when it's They holler something other, and I jump up on the shave, and you will go right down there before they're dumping that dirt, turn around and back up, and then when I dump it, then pull that thing back, they go right back and do mm-hmm. the same thing. You know, I didn't have to say gee-hawing or nothing. Like that mule know that they own sales.
But how far was it that you had to
dump? Oh, that's how, so how far, you know, the further the cut was, mm-hmm. and further the dump, you see, there's some of that place had to be filled in. Well, the mules would go there, I mean, they'd dump that up and fill that up, and then go back to where they're cutting that, making that cut. Some of it was 100 yards, some of it was 200 or 300 yards. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, that mule knows exactly where to go to.
Did you do any singing or anything while you were working?
I don't know where I did or not. I didn't know. Well, I don't know about the singing or anything like that. I don't know anything in particular. It was just that we was working.
Did you start building the line from the Asheville end or from the Weaverville end?
Both ends.
Both, and you met in the middle?
And here's what happened. I don't know, but they'd worked the poor people practically to death. There was a stake there in the middle, and whoever got to that stake first, they give them a bonus of some kind. Of course, they call it a bonus now, I don't know what they called it. And then they get in there and work just like everything, trying to get, and I remember when we got to the middle out there, this side of Beaver Dam, and I don't know which ones that got there, but they both was close enough that they could talk to one another. And they was working like everything, well, there was a steel peg down in the middle, and the ones that got the road graded to that point, well, they got the bonus of some kind. And I was on the end towards Weaver.
Mm-hmm. Were you on the winning side?
I don't know where I was or not. I didn't get none, so I know. I might have been, but I don't remember getting anything.
How much were you getting paid for that job?
Oh, I was getting good pay then. I was getting 75 cents a day. And Papa started off at $1.25 a day.
So but your father worked on that also?
Yes, he was a steel driver too. He drove steel.
And after you graded the line, how soon after that did they start laying the rail and the cross ties?
Well, they laid the rail and the cross ties along most as they went along. There was a lady called Aunt Jenny Britton. She come here with the railroad when they was building the first Southern Railroad up the river. She come here with that gang, driving steel. And then she had put on them, driving them spikes. And she could drive as much spike. And they say, Aunt Jenny, say, make a river racket. I never will forget it. And she hit them steel and make some kind of racket with that, just a plum tune, driving them spikes. And she'd make that tune, and then when she'd get through, she'd hit that spike and put it plumb down to the bottom. Aunt Jenny Britton.
What kind, do you remember the tune at all? Was there any particular thing? Or?
No. I don't know. It was just a tune that she made with the steel. Just made a kind of a tune with the steel. But they had some kind of a... Something when they was laying that steel, they said, boys, don't you line them just a little bit and line it just a hair and all this stuff like that. And they'd be singing, you know, and there'd be two in the middle, one on that side and one on this side, and one on that side, and one on that side then. And they'd jump as far backwards, as far as me over there, when they line that, picking up that steel. The six of them, you know, pick up that steel, and they say, won't you line them, and they jump over there and put that steel near the place, and then they say, just a little bit, move it just a little bit till it got to this place. And there'd be a man down there sighting that steel. They didn't have nothing else, you know. He'd be sighting that steel to see if it was in place.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody that was working on that black at the time?
No, they was black and white. Was working there. Everybody they could get.
Now, did you have a work train as they laid the ties?
No, there wasn't nothing like no trains.
Nobody
heard tell nothing like that.
No work car behind you carrying steel?
No.
Did they haul the steel in by wagon?
Wagon. No, there wasn't nothing like no trains and cars and nothing like that then. Well, did you know that the first car that was 1917 and 18, the first cars that ever come in that country, because my wife, she was up there at the beach, and somebody come along with a car, and she run in the woods. They said, there's four or five of them here. They had never seen a car, you know, and they didn't know what the thing was. And somebody on Rims Creek bought a car. And I think that was 1917 or 18.
Hmm. Do you remember the first time you saw a car?
Well, the first time I saw a car was in, in 18. See, I went to war army in 1917. And I stayed in the army until 1919. Well, I was wounded in guest in the army. And I come back from the army, I come back as a litter patient. And stated it, well, they sent me up in the barracks of St. Louis, and then sent me back in to Washington, no, to New York, to Madison Square Garden at that hotel. And then they shipped me from there to Kenilworth, and they found out I was gassed and shipped me to O-Team. And I stayed to O-Team 5 years, slept outdoors, wasn't a building nowhere. Slept outdoors, and then they sent me from there to Mount Alto, above Philadelphia, up there at that sanatorium, government sanatorium, and I stayed there till 27, and they discharged me as an arrested case of TB up there.
Sure. Getting back to the trolley again. Let's see. Alan's kind of interested in that, and I am too. Did you ride the trolley much yourself?
Well, yeah, it was good, but it was Jim Crow. We had to ride in the back.
How much did it cost for you to ride it?
It's 10 or 20 cents or something like that.
Was there a difference in the price for a black man and a white man?
No, it was all the same price. All the same price.
Did you all have to get in from the back also? Or?
No, got in from front and went to the back.
Did you know the conductor?
No, I don't. That's the truth. I couldn't call the name to save my life.
Did you ever met any of the other people that worked on the trolley? Like the motorman, the owner, perhaps?
No, there's. You see, after I went in the army in 1917, well, I was out of Weaville around there until 48. And I ain't met none of them. And then there's none of them living now that worked long enough when I was working on me. Because I was nothing but a kid then, you know. And them people, most of them was working was older than I am, and I'm 93 years old, and so that would have made them over 100 years old.
What was the ride like on the trolley?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Is it comfortable? Was it?
Well, they didn't have comfortable seats like they got now. You know, they had just some kind of a wooden seat in the first one, you know, like that.
Was it a pretty ride?
What's that?
Was it a pretty ride?
Yes, nice ride from Asheville to Weaverville.
Would you usually just go all the way to Asheville?
What's that?
What would you be taking the trolley for?
Well, we'd go back to Nashville. You see, there wasn't no hardware stores and nothing like that. Morrison was the first hardware store, first organ that we ever owned. Got it from Dunham's Music House. And as I say, that's all the way we got to get anything. Only down there at Old Man Corns, he made all the clothes that we had. Down there at, they call it Bankstown now, there's an old mill down there now, and he put up, he was from Germany, he was a German. And he put up that woolen mill there and made woolen cloth. Old woolen cloth. My mother knitted all of our socks and such things like that.
How about your sisters? Did they make the clothes also?
No, my sisters didn't. My sister married when she was about 16 years old. And as I say, there weren't the three of them. And she stayed in the home and just helped mom and dad. You know, the 16 children took a whole lot of work for us, washing and doing things like that.
I can imagine. Were you around when the trolley closed?
No. I wasn't here when
it would have been while you were in the war.
Yeah, I wasn't here when it closed.
Were there any other questions about the trolley?
Do you remember anything so far as details? Childhood impressions about the trolley, or I guess you were pretty much in your 20s by the time you left for the war, and you wanted the color of it, and, you know.
No, I can't even tell the color of the trolleys or anything like that, but I know there was a trolley line, and, you know, it had a line up there and a wheel, and that line up was up there in that wheel, and that was running the trolley. But see, I can remember when they wasn't electrified and the match and the nothing. You know, the first cook stores ever come in Weaversville. And Pop would take two dry sticks and rub them together like that and get far. Or take a flint and hit it like that and get spark and go into some kind of a something wool, something or other, and spark and catch far. That's where we got the far. Well, nothing like no matches and nothing like that.